When we first arrived at Amachi, each family was assigned a one-room unit in the barracks that we called an apartment. There were six apartments in each building. Couples and families with only one child got the smallest apartments at each end of the barracks. A family of four or five shared one of the middle apartments that was only 20 by 20 feet, and the largest families lived in apartments that were 20 feet by 24 feet. Squeezing entire families into such small spaces was no easy feat. We found many creative ways to try and make the space more livable. The only items provided for us in our barracks were a potbelly stove, sleeping cots, a light bulb, and one electric outlet. We used scrap wood to make bunk beds, tables, chairs, and other furniture, sewed curtains to cover the windows, and hung blankets across the barracks for a little bit of privacy. Not only was it difficult to get used to our cramped living spaces, but we also had to deal with the cold, the heat, and especially the dust that would blow right through the cracks in the barracks walls. As soon as dust was swept up from the floor or windowsill, a good gust of wind could blow a new layer of dust all over the room. There was no privacy in the barracks. The thin partition walls were horrible at keeping out noise because there was no ceiling, only open rafters. We could hear everything that went on in our neighbors' families, and they could hear everything that went on in our family. Privacy was definitely something that was hard to come by in camp. As you will see on your next two stops, eating, doing laundry, and even going to the toilet and showering were very public activities.
Continue your tour by walking to the large rectangular foundation. This is Waypoint 2.2, the mess hall.